This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Hope you had a fabulous 4th of July. Got to see some fireworks. Got a chance to see perhaps something of a historic nature. I didn't go to a parade, but I was at the Tampa Museum, and it was so fascinating to see the beginnings of the areas of Florida and how they were developed. And then besides that, also the fact that you had these regiments from Florida who fought in the Civil War and were part of what happened at Gettysburg, and there were people dressed up in period costumes and, you know, whatnot, and it was just absolutely fascinating. As somebody who grew up outside of Philadelphia, very close to Philly, and spent so many years seeing the enactments of different battles and being right there at Independence Hall. I mean, from the time I was, 8 years old, we would take a bus ride across the bridge over to go and see where the Declaration of Independence was signed. And it was just, just the coolest thing to me, and really, I think I really held it close because I realized that I was looking at a piece of history when I would see the inkwells where the pens were dipped and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I hope you had a chance to maybe go to a parade, maybe see something that I saw, some sort of reenactment or whatnot, and if nothing else, had a chance to spend time with your family and maybe catch a couple of those fireworks displays. And speaking of fireworks, while we were away, something that's been escalating for a long time is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's North Korea and what's going to happen with North Korea, because there was a missile launch on the 4th, and that missile launch certainly raised the concerns of the administration as to China, as to what kind of a stance to take with North Korea, and there's no doubt that Trump is taking a hard line against North Korea, and a lot of people are advocating that the administration do that. But the question is, what does the Chinese government do to respond? Because so much of what their livelihood is interconnected with North Korea. And then while that's happening, the hopscotch of what do we respond to this? How do we respond to this missile that could have reached Alaska? What do we do? You have an Alaska senator asking for bolstering defenses because of this threat. And then you have the report that the U.S. missile shield is not ready for a North Korea nuke attack. And then you have the uncertainty of Kim Jong-un. And, of course, clearly there's uncertainty there. Clearly he thinks it's about nukes and missiles, and there's nothing that's really persuading him not to think about that. And then you have Russia at the UN opposing sanctions and military action against North Korea. I mean, North Korea is flaunting their missile capabilities to the world. That's what they're doing. Negotiating does nothing with North Korea. Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the UN for the U.S., said clear and sharp military escalation. She said the intercontinental ballistic missile was quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution, and saying that the U.S. would use our considerable military forces if we must. And then said the United States doesn't seek conflict. In fact, we seek to avoid it. We seek only the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and an end to the threatening actions by North Korea. Regrettably, we're witnessing just the opposite. She called Pyongyang's missile launch on Tuesday a clear and sharp military escalation. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un said Tuesday that Pyongyang had successfully tested an ICBM that rose more than 1,741 miles and traveled 578 miles from the launch site. And North Korea boasted that its missiles were now capable of reaching anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Wow. CNN reported that U.S. intelligence officials believe that the two-stage missile had never before seen, had never been seen before, and had the capacity to reach Alaska. That is scary. Kim Jong-un himself released a statement saying that North Korea would demonstrate its mettle to the U.S. and never use its weapons programs in negotiations. So enter Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Let me catch you up on this. The U.S. response to the test would include stronger measures to hold North Korea accountable. The G20 summit in Hamburg is going to be very interesting this week. North Korea clearly does not want to be part of a peaceful world. I agree with Nikki Haley. Think of what happened with the college student Otto Warmbier and his poor parents after he was returned in a coma after being in prison for 17 months, a mere 22 years old. He had to be medically evac'd from North Korea. He was returned with severe brain damage. It's painfully clear. Peaceful is not in the vocabulary of Kim Jong-un. But what is the response to be? Any thoughts on what you think the president should do? Dive on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, coming back from an important holiday, there are other questions that come to mind as well. And this G20 summit is going to be pretty interesting, I think, for the president, because some of the policies are going to be policies that a lot of other countries don't agree with, like the climate change policy, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord that was ratified by 147 countries, saying it was unfair at the highest level to the United States, then trade, that NAFTA is very bad for our companies and our workers, and we're going to make some very big changes. That would be another thing. Then NATO. The president slams NATO allies for not meeting defense spending targets. Immigration, signing an executive order to keep refugees from entering the country and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations out. And then tweaking that a bit. And, of course, North Korea, as I mentioned. And there are several other potential clashes with some of these countries on the board with the leader of our country. Angela Merkel has said that she wants the summit to focus on key international issues like climate change, free trade, and an unfettered press, issues that definitely rub up against Trump's positions and rhetoric. Could be interesting. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here that I'm going to try to wrap in. One from Patty, who says, Kate, America Tonight, I love the way you say you put the welcome mat out for anybody. Good for you. I hope people call that have different points of view. Why not? This is America, and that's the point after all, right? We got rid of a king once because we didn't want to be persecuted. I hope people keep that in mind with some of this angry rhetoric that we see happening from all sides, frankly. What do you think happens at the G20 summit? I heard you mentioning it just a short while ago. Do you think there's going to be any resolution to anything? You know what I think it is? It's funny you say any resolution to anything. I think it's more opportunity for FaceTime for some of these world leaders and some pressing issues. And obviously there's some big disagreements between now our current administration and what some of the other world leaders think, not all of them, because you're taking 20 countries. So some on some policies with the Trump administration, some would agree and some would vehemently disagree. And I just think it's FaceTime with the world leaders. I mean, the people who are either your allies or your enemy, and it's necessary. So to me, more than anything, that's what comes out of that. Maybe some conversation, maybe a different way to look at something. Maybe there is some sort of breakthrough, but I certainly wouldn't count on that. It's like sizing each other up a little bit more, and perhaps something gets set in motion, and that is always the best scenario if it's the right policy. If it's the right way to go about something, if it's the right way to roll out something, I mean, that's, you know, what the whole thing is. All right. Also, I got this from Stephen Zazu. I like that, Zazu, who says, Kate, I think this whole thing with North Korea is very disconcerting. If I lived in Alaska, I wouldn't be thrilled about the idea. I'd be distressed, in fact, that there is a potential of a nuclear attack, because if they're testing missiles, they know they have the range. Who's to say that Kim Jong-un just doesn't rip it off and just doesn't go for it? And sure, we might be able to smash him in the head and get back at North Korea, but it's not going to happen overnight. And the idea of a full-on war is just sickening to me when I think of all of the casualties and possibilities of what could happen. Yeah, and at the same time, the problem is, what do you do when nothing happens? So do you keep going down the same course? Do you try to take a different tack? I mean, how do you handle it? If you're the leader of the free world, you're listening to all the military advice you can get, you're listening to people who have worked in the field for a long time, you've listened to people at all different levels with all different capacities. I mean, we do have some brilliant strategic people in the United States who work in I'll call it the upper echelon of the military war room that the president would have access to, and what would they ultimately advise? All right, I got to go in this direction because I happen to catch a little bit of this show today. You know all of the flap over Morning Joe? The MSNBC's Morning Joe set a record for its highest rated show ever Friday, one day after President Trump sent out a bunch of scathing tweets against the host. The episode was watched by 1.66 million viewers, according to Nielsen, which was a 66.5% boost from the second quarter average of viewers in the past. It also beat out Fox and Friends, which is usually the highest rated show. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, who are engaged, had not planned to host Friday, but they did. They postponed their vacations in order to discuss the president's attack against them. Trump sent a bunch of tweets saying that Brzezinski was bleeding badly from a facelift while visiting his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, around New Year's Eve. And congressmen from both parties had condemned his remarks beneath the dignity of the office and all that stuff. And during his tweets against the show, Trump said Morning Joe was suffering from poor ratings. And then, of course, there was the boost on Friday. Controversy sells. That's what it tells us. Controversy sells. That's nothing new. So the scathing tweets ended up getting in the show. Who knows? You know, who knows if that continues? I mean, if the war of words continues, maybe it does. I don't know. And this story to me is incredibly sad. In Chicago, the fourth was just a nightmare. So more than 100 people were injured in shootings during the 4-day 4th of July weekend in Chicago. About half of those shootings happened within a 12-hour period. 15 of at least 101 who were shot died from their wounds as of Wednesday morning. Wow. The youngest person shot was a 13-year-old boy who was seriously wounded in Gage Park, a place called Gage Park, on Friday night. The oldest was a 60-year-old man. I tell you, it's despicable what's happened to that city, and what do they do? There were more than 4,000 shootings and 762 murders in Chicago last year, mostly gangs, drug wars, all that. But yeah, pretty awful. And holiday weekend, drugs flowing, people vulnerable, innocent people vulnerable in poor neighborhoods, and some of them get caught in the crossfire. fire. That's the worst, because it's not gang on gang completely related. It's deeper, you know, it's deeper than that. It's worse than that, frankly. Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, coming up, we've got our Forbes Books at Bedtime. We'll be talking about an interesting thing that has happened to money when it comes to crowdsourcing. I've had the chance to spend this whole idea of crowdsourcing with a lot of different folks and getting different perspectives, and I love the idea that you can have a whole bunch of money or you can have hardly any money, and yet you can get involved in some of these really amazing possibilities of products and investments and, you know, whatnot. So that's Forbes Books at Bedtime. And then Michael Loftus is going to join us. And I think he is such a treasure, Michael Loftus. He is part of the writing crew for Kevin Can Wait. And he is also a conservative comedian. He is a conservative comedian. But and so sometimes he'll take some, you know, sometimes he'll take some abuse from the people on the set. However, they love him to death, and it's interesting the direction that his career has taken through comedy, writing, all that kind of stuff. And you know, there was a big story not too long ago about the sitcom Kevin Can Wait, and the fact that for season two, his Kevin James, who's the star of the show, his former King of Queens co-star Leah Remini, is going to join as a cast regular next season. And, you know, she, of course, had such a great relationship with him on that last show, and is a draw, and I guess it's her character is going to be an undercover police woman, and she first appeared as a guest star in a two-part series, season one, you know, finale, and it just went over so well. I guess they decided they were going to have her come back and, you know, do that role again, and Michael Loftus talks about working with Kevin James, talks about comedy and speaking, and it's fascinating, fascinating guy. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime here on America Tonight.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, anytime I can talk about money, 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 I'm in a happy mood. So, especially unique ways to raise capital. And we have some incredible guests with us that are in our virtual green room right now. Tell the listeners.
Well, we're going to be talking with Natalie DeMarco. She's the president of Tycon Partners, and Glenn Bierman. He's the CEO of Tycon Partners. Their website, by the way, is tyconpartners.com. I have to say, you guys are in the most fascinating business of the 21st mm-hmm. century. What you do and where it fits into the world of raising capital is so interesting to me. Tell us about Tycon and tell us about this thing you do using a tool called Reg A+.
Well, if I may, I'll start. Reg A+ was put into effect as part of the Jobs Act, Title IV, which allows a company to raise up to $50 million in a 12-month period from the general public, which includes non-accredited for the first time, which represents potentially 97% of potential investors.
And when you talk about non-accredited investors, explain exactly what that means and why that 97% is so significant.
Well, non-accredited means that they don't meet the criteria, which is the asset requirement and or yearly income requirement, which is, I believe, $300,000 for the past 2 years if you're married, $200,000 if you're single, and over $1 million in assets, not including your primary residence. That being said, accredited investors are always allowed to invest in IPOs, where a non-accredited would never be asked to invest in an IPO because they don't qualify as an accredited investor. So Reg A Plus, for the first time, now allows these non-accredited to invest. All investors combined, it's estimated, have household investable assets feeding $13 trillion, so there's plenty of money there. And what Tycon Partners did is we spent a good part of the first year just researching. And in our research, we realized that Reg A Plus, once it's matured, is a perfect opportunity for companies to do direct public offerings and also to list on the New York Stock Exchange market, which is what we've been advocating for over a year now. As of Monday, the first Reg A Plus offering listed on the New York Stock Exchange market, they went out at a price of $7.50, and yesterday it was trading as high as $20 a share. So Reg A Plus, in our view, has matured.
Wow, Reg A Plus on Monday, that was huge. And, of course, I'm aware of that. I didn't realize how much it had gone up. I'm sure you're both watching that. So, Natalie first, and then Glenn, what did that feel like to see that become a reality?
Well, thanks, Kate. We've done so much due diligence and research and development for over a year now, prior to even taking in our first client. So we were confident from day one that this was feasible. As Glenn mentioned, we've been advocating NYSE MKT and, you know, the New York Stock Exchange market as the way to go. We see this as the best path for Reg A Plus. Where most Reg A Plus offerings dealt with the OTC, and we just didn't feel that was the space that we wanted to get into. And so we think it's great. I mean, how did we feel? We were like, well, it definitely confirms what we've been preaching all along. So we were big cheerleaders of this company and advocates that we were like, well, that's great because that's good for all of us. It's a win-win for all of us.
Well, and Glenn, one of the things that interests me about this model and what you're doing with, as Tycon Partners with Reg A, is that your model actually lets a company sell the product they sell along with the product of the stock itself. What do you think that means for companies?
It's a game changer. There's a couple things about Reg A Plus that are game changers. In my 25-plus years of investment banking, I'm also a former public CEO. We used to sell the product of stock differently than the product that the company sold, the product or service. What's been experienced in Reg A Plus is that as you're marketing to investors, you're also educating your market on your product, thereby increasing sales. Case in point, the first Reg A Plus offering, which was Elio Motors, got 50,000 pre-orders along with raising the 17-plus million that they raised, which is a real game changer. The other big game changer about Reg A Plus is when you do a traditional IPO, you're not allowed to do general public market solicitation. You're very limited. The SEC limits how you can advertise your IPO, if you will. It's also basically sold to a closed audience of your underwriter syndicate, which consists of the investors that are part of your firm. Those are the closed audience that only get offered the shares of an IPO. With Reg A Plus, you're allowed to do general public solicitation, which means you could do cable TV ads. You could market just like you market your product without the restrictions. And you're educating the market about your product. And the big benefit of Reg A Plus while you raise money is you're also making a lot of sales.
And when you look at the market for Reg A Plus and you look at the work you're doing with Tycon Partners, we're talking with Natalie DeMarco. She's the president of Tycon Partners, and Glenn Bierman, he's the CEO. Their website is tyconpartners.com. When you look at this model you've created that works with Reg A Plus, what do you see as some of the advantages for companies that work with Tycon?
Well, from my perspective, go on, Natalie. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Glenn.
What I was going to say, from my perspective as a former public CEO, this is a huge opportunity for a CEO to be given a tool to fund this work. Number one, it's much more cost efficient, and it's been designed to have expedited regulatory registration process. So as a CEO, it allows you to actually go to market directly as direct public offering and also list on a major exchange. Tycon Partners, we believe our advantage of what we bring is our experience, and part of that experience is we are dedicated to creating real public companies that trade like real public companies. And what we mean by that is by listing on a major exchange like the NYSE market, you actually have created a real stock that is tradable anywhere in the world on that exchange.
Wow. You know, it's interesting in listening to what we've gone through here with Reg A. I'll tell you, it's I'm sure for so many people that are hearing this, maybe some of the nuances of this for the first time and what you've gone through, what you've done to make this happen. I mean, absolutely, I applaud you both for that. And it made me think about this. When you look at FINRA, how does FINRA wrap into all of this?
Well, Natalie, do you want to take that question, or do you want me to?
Well, you know, I'll start it off. We believe that our model obviously has a lot of advantages to it, but we've thought this through carefully. And when it comes to FINRA, you know, you have the option. You can include FINRA in it, but we don't see that to be a necessity. And Glenn can elaborate on that.
Well, let me take that to the next step. We actually, in our model, want to exclude FINRA, and let me explain why. FINRA is a self-regulatory body that if you're a broker-dealer investment banker, you're required under FINRA rules to follow their rules. A company is not regulated by FINRA. They're not a member firm. That being said, we get calls from CEOs that have had failed Reg A Plus offerings, and what we're told is that one case in point was a CEO that tried to do a Reg A Plus offering with a Silicon Valley well-known investment bank. Their last two Reg A Plus offerings failed. And what he had told us is, because of you get so much data with today's analytics, they did a review of all the analytics and realized they left over $30 million of investor money on the table. And what the analytics told them is that the non-accredited investors were clicking out because of the cumbersome FINRA process. And if I can elaborate on that, the cumbersome FINRA process is that FINRA requires investment bank broker-dealer to do a know your customer rule and anti-money laundering rule. So simply put, you take a non-accredited investor who hasn't had this experience, you ask them for their credit card, debit card, or checking account information, then you're asking them for their social security and two forms of picture ID. And what they're seeing is the non-accredited investors are not walking away, they're running away and not investing. Mm-hmm. Our methodology is to keep FINRA out of the equation. And that being said, the New York Stock Exchange has their own rules, not FINRA rules. And accordingly, we tell our clients to practice best practice, which is the issuing bank already has to do know your customer and anti-money laundering rules, and they've already covered that. And the other thing that comes up in anti-money laundering is logically the average investment in Reg A Plus has been $2,500. So the obvious question is who's laundering money for $2,500?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well said. Well said. We could talk about this. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was finished by saying, and so we keep FINRA out of the equation and make it like an e-commerce transaction for the investment.
Yeah, yeah. Great way to sum this up. Glenn Bierman, Natalie DeMarco, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Greg.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Tyler! Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Joins us. He is so funny, and he's hard at work on Kevin James' new series that's coming out, and it's getting a lot of publicity now. I just saw a blurb a couple of weeks ago in USA Today about that. So, Michael, first of all, welcome, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about that, because when we last left you, you pulled up stakes and left the West Coast to go to New York. What's it been like working on this series with Kevin?
Been pretty awesome. I tell you what, I'm living in Long Island now, which is like the most patriotic community I have ever seen in my life. It's crazy. It's the best. It's like old school Americana. So I'm really digging it. And then I'm going to be moving my show, The Flip Side, to the East Coast as well. So that's been a boatload of fun. It's weird. Like every season on The Flip Side, season one was Dallas, season two was L.A., and now season three is New York, so maybe I'll do Paris or London next year.
Nice. Good for you. That's exciting. So while all that's going on, I know you pay attention to what happens in the comedy world in general with comics and with late night guys / comedians. And Larry Wilmore, we talked about him and of course, the big correspondence dinner that he did. And now Larry Wilmore is signing off at Comedy Central, not by choice. Comedy Central is dropping him. Are you surprised by that or no?
Not really. I mean, I've always thought, like, half the country is Republican, half the country is Democrat. pretty much. Those, like, don't quote me on that, but it's just a rough guess. There's like 7 full-time comedy shows that make fun of the right. Not all of them can succeed. I mean, God bless Larry Wilmore. I hear he's a very nice and a very funny guy. But at some point, you can't have 7 shows on the air that all do the same thing. Like, oh, I'm going to tune in and get my laughs about the stupid Republicans from Samantha Bee and The Daily Show and John Oliver and Bill Maher and Larry Wilmore. And it's just like the list can't just go on forever. So he had to go bye-bye.
And, you know, some people are talking about Wilmore and saying it, and what you, I think what you say is dead on, that there's a saturation point, and so only a few are going to rise to the top, and the rest maybe make it in the middle, and the others would eventually get dumped off. But what's been going on is some of this backlash saying that, oh, it's because of, you know, it's the whole he's black and what he had to say at
of course.
You know, at the dinner, and it was just terrible. But that's not really it, is it?
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to get wrapped up in a giant big bow of it was too brave. America wasn't ready for a show that was just ready to look and talk about race issues and political. Like, he was ahead of his time. That's what'll be the thing. Now, and this is a horrible thing to say, had that been a white guy on there, it would have been outrageous. Like, finally, the show gets canceled. He leaves in disgrace. I mean, there's just such a double standard. It's beyond ridiculous. But I want to celebrate brave Larry Wilmore and his super brave show. And he'll be back. He actually is. Now, I'm going to tell you something, the truth here. Like, that dude has a stellar reputation as a phenomenal writer and comedian. So Larry Wilmore will be back.
And isn't that the whole thing about comedy? Comedians have friends, and friends help friends. And if you're a good guy, good chick, you know, good pal, and you do what you can do, you can find gigs.
Absolutely, yeah. Be funny. Be funny first, and it's amazing. If you're a good human being, you're always going to have friends. If you're a bad human being, you're not supposed to have, unless you're Hillary Clinton. Then you can just buy them.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, there's that dig. be funny first. I love that. Be funny first. I mean, that's kind of a good question. I've had people say to me, I've dabbled a little bit in stand-up very weakly, but occasionally I'm funny, Michael. But here's the thing. People always say, well, how did you get funny? How do you get funny? Do you think it's something like for you? Is it something you're born with? You have a natural affinity for making people laugh, or no? Can you grow it?
Well, I think there's both sides. Like me, I'm Irish Catholic family, youngest of 5 kids. Mine, literally, I've thought about it, and mine is just a desperate cry for attention. It really is. Look at me. But other people, like some people are genetically born with they have that gift of timing, and other people it can be learned. Everybody is funny. Everybody is funny. It's just how often they're funny is the big difference.
I love that. Everybody is funny. Oh, by the way, we share that. I'm from an Irish Catholic family too, and I think you're right. I mean, here's the question: when you're a kid and you have to do the whole confession thing, did you say the same thing over and over again? I broke my mother's plate.
Yeah, I had my standard go-to one. The worst is when it's, like, for real, and you haven't been in a long time. Like, you haven't been in a super long time, and you're like, oh, my Lord, I got a bunch here. I'm so glad this is anonymous.
But here's the key thing. Do you remember the prayers? Okay, like, I was just praying. Just say Hail Marys, because I got that memorized.
Yeah.
Forget the rest, right?
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the number. But it's really weird how it is, like, cathartic. Like, it works. I would recommend you feel so much better, whether it's real, whether it's fake. I totally believe in the power of confession. I don't you feel so much better when you leave. You're like, woo.
Yeah, there is something about that. The unburdening, right?
Yeah, that guy knows. I'm still walking around on planet Earth. I've been struck by lightning. I guess it's all gonna work out.
Exactly. I think there's a bit in this. So maybe we've written a bit.
I'm writing it as we speak.
I love it. I know you're busy. You're shooting and you're working on the Kevin James deal, and we can't wait to see that. Thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And, yeah, we're on CBS this fall. It's going to be super funny. I'm very, very happy with the way this show's going.
Cool. Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Go Tribe.
Love it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a funny guy Michael is, you know, talking about. He is definitely one of the busier performers, writers in the comedy world. And he mentioned it. He's the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and The Loftus Party on radio, too. And he just has that timing. I love what he just spread for all of you to hear. Be funny first. And everybody is funny. It's just a matter of, you know, how often you're funny. I don't know. Have you met people, if you're listening to me, have you met people that just are not funny? You've never seen anything out of them that's remotely funny? Or maybe there's something funny there, but you just haven't seen it. So if you don't know The Flip Side, and this is how we found Michael, what the Flip Side is about, it's kind of like what I say on ATN. It's the other side of the news. So mixing in what's happening, the kind of that topical humor, obviously. He's got that stand-up in him and really kind of mixes it up. And his background is stand-up comedy. He's a veteran stand-up comedian, but he's also worked in TV for a lot of years. That's why he got this thing with Kevin James. As he said, it's coming up in the fall on CBS, but he worked with Charlie Sheen. There's a punchline every minute, right? But he said Charlie Sheen, and just in general, his family was incredible. If you ever watched Anger Management, if you ever watched that show, a lot of that came from the head of Michael Loftus and the rest of the comedy team that was there, of course, because it wasn't just him alone. No man is an island, or no man is funny unto himself, right? Writing all those lines. And then he also worked on George Lopez's show, too, for ABC. And the George Lopez show, boy, there was some really funny moments that I can remember in George's show. And, of course, as I said, you know, the true test or testament to Michael is where he started, got his chops. And it was doing that stand-up comedy on Comedy Central. He's had, you know, full hour specials on Comedy Central and also on True TV's The Smoking Gun Presents, and there's some really funny stuff there, because I know when we've had him on before, a lot of you have asked me, oh, how do I find Michael, where do I find him? And his website's pretty easy, theloftusparty.com. And that's L-O-F-T-U-S, loftusparty.com. You can find his stuff there. And, of course, he is very, very tweetable. And his handle is, his Twitter handle, kind of like in the old days when they had truckers. What's your handle? @MichaelLoftusComic. All right, hang with us. Speaking of The Flip Side, I'll meet you there.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.